Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome.
The pen has been clicked.
Double click that pen. There it is.
Click, click. I hope it comes up on microphone.
Maybe.
Let's just click a bunch of pens and see if they come up on microphone.
I got no pen.
Nice. That's good clicking.
Oh, here you go. Yay.
Good clicking right there.
Man, I wonder how weird that sounds to somebody listening in headphones.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, what's happening?
It's like some kind of weird assault.
Just fall to the floor. Like, sorry, guy.
A bunch of coworkers are like coming up on them, like all clicking their pens weirdly, like it's some kind of weird pen cult.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry if you have PTSD from that kind of thing.
Yeah. Always give the pens back, though.
Yeah, it's really just polite.
Just do it. Just give it back.
Just, it's polite.
Well, Max, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I am also doing well. I am excited to talk about all kinds of movies today.
Oh, lots of movies.
So many. In fact, two.
Two movies.
Two
from me. We're
going
to talk about two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is four total.
Four total. I could really only handle four in one sitting.
You know, it's these people are so lucky. They get to hear us talk about four movies for free.
I know. We're not even charging.
I know. It's crazy.
And I never will.
No. But if you want to compensate us, please go over to Apple Podcasts, rate and review, so we can get on to the Rotten Tomatoes. It's important, people. We got things to say.
I've got so many things to say. There's so many movies. I watched the bad ones that haven't been rated. We need me.
We need to get on there. We have to talk about and review these four movies at a clip. That's just what we have to do.
It's got
to
happen.
We need your help. So get the hell over there and do that. It really just would mean the world to us.
But if you're a scumbag and you're not going to do that, then that's fine too, I guess.
It's cool. We like you anyway.
Yeah. Well, scumbags, I got a movie.
Ooh.
Do you want me to kick it off? You feeling that?
Yeah, I like the scumming.
You like the,
the scumming is, it's got me, it's got me pumped.
Eternals.
Oh. Okay.
We're going to talk about the Eternals.
Okay. I'm down for this.
Have you seen the Eternals?
I have not.
Okay.
I've not heard good things about the Eternals.
All right. Well, I've got opinions. 2021's Eternals. I watched it on the first, I didn't. On the 20th of January.
The first 20th
that happened in January of 2022.
Nice. Very specific.
So damn specific. This movie is 2 hours and 36 minutes.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I don't know what's with all these long movies coming out.
They like the long movie.
They love it. Starring Gemma Chan, Richard Madden, Selma Hayek, Angelina Jolie, Kit Harington, Camille Nanjiani, like just a bazillion D people.
Yeah.
A bazillion D.
A bazillion D. That's more than one.
It is. It's directed by Chloe Zhao. Your IMDb movie summary, The Saga of the Eternals.
Nice.
There's more, but I just thought, stop.
I like that,
It's the saga of the... Well, yeah, it is.
It sure is.
Saga of the Eternals, a race of immortal beings who lived on Earth and shaped its history and civilizations. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the comic version of the Eternals?
A little bit, because so much of it ties in. Like, it kind of felt like it came a little later, and like they're like, oh, we got to tie this into a bunch of different things.
Right. There's not like a million Eternal books.
Right.
Eternals don't show up all that often. They had kind of a run in the 70s.
Right.
Kind of a run in the early 2000s
mm-hmm.
that I think people like just because Neil Gaiman wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're fine, but whatever.
Fair enough.
And I think it's almost better that there's not like this well-known comic arc of theirs per se that just like ties into everything and is super important.
Right.
Bullet points. The movie got way too much hate. I don't think it deserved as much hate as it got.
Wow.
But it does flow very strangely. I don't understand why it's 2 hours and 36 minutes. It has interesting ties to history and how they affected the history.
Oh, cool.
As our history goes along. And it's, I think a lot of people don't like the character of Icarus because he's kind of like this chaotic, neutral Superman character.
Okay.
And after watching like The Boys, where we have like evil Superman with Homelander, it's like we've seen this cooler.
Yeah.
Like the Homelander, as bad as he is, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's a scumbag again, but
yeah,
cool. So I think it's like, oh, another weird Superman clone character. I think people were kind of not into it. But I love Camille Nanjiani. I will love him in everything ever because he is the best.
Yeah.
It has too many moving parts. There's so much going on. And I'm like, is this even important? And some of it, yes. And some of it, no.
Not at all.
Yep. Not even close. But it is worth a watch because I have a pretty good feeling it's going to tie into future Marvel projects.
Of course. Does it feel like does it suffer from what I call Iron Man 2 syndrome, where this feels less of a movie, more of a springboard? Or does this feel like a movie like you're you're happy enough with what you got in this 2 hours and 36 minutes.
I think I'm happy enough with what I got. I understand if I really do. Like, if somebody was like, this is a 3, and somebody else was like, this is an 8. Like, I could see
both
arguments.
Wow, okay.
I really could. Like, if this was one and done and they don't ever go back to the world of Eternals, I think people would be okay with it.
Fair enough.
I really do. And I think I'd be okay with it. And I enjoyed it.
So that means there was a complete enough story here.
Complete enough. And I think it'll, like, they could spin off certain characters later and it would be fine. You don't need to keep, you know, hitting us over the head with the Eternals, but maybe they will. If you came for Kit Harington, sorry. He doesn't do a lot at all.
Oof.
He's there for a little bit and he's kind of not there and
he knows nothing.
He knows nothing, just like all his other roles.
That's right.
There are 2 extra credit scenes, one right away and one at the end, and they're pretty important to what's going to happen.
Of course.
Because of course they are. I think the movie's fine. I think the hate was unfounded. I think it was a lot of, I always hate it when reviews come out so negatively. It's like, oh, there's a gay character. Let's sack those ratings. And it's like, I don't even want to hear that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what happened here. So I'm like, well, the movie's not like the most amazing thing I've ever seen, but like, what is the real score? Because everybody kind of...
It's so bad that like people like, it's like the anti-agenda, like I don't want to have an agenda. I just want to enjoy a film.
Right.
Has pushed so much to people like lowering their like for certain media because it exists in there.
Right.
Just make it, I absolutely agree. If it doesn't work, where it just feels heavy-handed, like it was stuck in there, that feels slimy and underhanded.
Right.
I will totally call it that way. But just because a character's in there and is homosexual or whatever, the you know, whatever makes the character different, what a non-standard race than what we're used to seeing or whatever, as long as it makes sense.
Right.
What's the problem? What is it? Does it hurt you?
There was absolutely nothing wrong, in my opinion, with how this was handled. There was nothing wrong with it. I thought it was fine.
Right.
I thought it was great. I didn't like bat an eye at it or anything. I was
right.
Like, oh, okay.
And that's when it works, right?
Right.
It's just like, cool, whatever. Like, you know, I mean, this dude is with another dude or this lady is with another lady or
right.
two people who are of the same, you know what I mean, gender or identification or with each other. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. Happiness is found. That's what it's all about, people.
Happiness is found.
Happiness is found.
In a pen that clicks.
That's right. That's all it is. We're one click away.
Yes.
One click away.
That's right. But I won't spend too much more time on this. I think this is kind of like a movie you're either going to love it or not. It's just that simple. It doesn't flow like a normal Marvel movie.
Right.
It's not hitting all those normal bells and whistles that you're used to.
What about the humor, that Marvel like bathos humor where it's like serious and then funny? Is it? It seemed like a lot less laughs.
Spread out a little more because of the length.
Okay.
And it's super serious when it's serious.
Okay, I like that.
Kumail Nanjiani, of course, is the comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
And he's great, but like all his bits are basically right away when you're because you see all of them and then they all kind of go their own way and they come back together when they go get him, which is like the middle of the movie. All his funny bits happen right away and it's kind of it.
Huh.
So in that respect, but he's great. I still love him.
That's great.
He can do no wrong ever. Ever.
That's cool. I'm glad it's a little bit more serious in tone.
It's very serious. It's big world stakes too.
I like that.
You had mentioned when I talked about Spider-Man, you like big world stakes. There's definitely that here.
Nice.
So IMDb gave it a 6.4. Rotten Tomato critics, 47%. Out of 391 critics. I think that's a low number, and I also think that's a low amount of critics for a brand new movie.
Agreed.
Rotten Tomato audience, better than that, 78%.
Okay.
Out of 10,000 plus. But I still am like, should that number be higher?
Yeah.
Because I know there was a lot of...
I saw a lot of... I don't know if you noticed this too when you were looking up your reviews recently, is that I see that now it's verified user rating.
Yes. Yes. So the numbers are probably getting a little wonky in some respects.
There is one movie I will do... eventually, where there are more critics that watched it than audience.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
That's interesting. Yep. I can't wait for that. But this movie has a wife score. My score is a 7.5.
No one cares. Get to the wife score.
An 8.0.
Holy cow.
My wife loved this movie.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because it was long and we were tired and cranky like we always are.
Right.
And she said, screw it, let's do it because it ain't going to happen otherwise.
Sure.
And she liked it.
That's how you got married, right?
Yeah. Screw it, do it.
Ain't going to happen otherwise.
Yeah. You're probably right, lady. Good idea. What's your name? Yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
So that's it. What you got?
I have a movie that's much older. It's from 1987.
Ooh.
Which is a year in the 80s. Not one of the best years, but
no,
it's a year in the
80s. Adjacent.
Yeah.
Right outside.
Watch this. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
I watched this August 30th of 2021. It is 1 hour and 34 minutes, and it's a horror Western.
Oh, yes.
It is the vampire Western Near Dark.
Oh, I love everything about this.
Yes. It is directed by the fantastic Catherine Bigelow, starring the Bill Paxton, rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Lance Henriksen, still alive, cool. Fantastic, and yeah. Jenny Wright.
Don't know her, but okay.
Yeah. Your summary. A small town farmer's son reluctantly joins a traveling group of vampires after he is bitten by a beautiful drifter.
It happens, those drifters.
They're so beautiful.
They're all just like, come on over to my tent.
It's like, damn it, Drifter, I'm coming.
Come by the fire. Get in this sleeping bag.
Yeah, yeah. Then you get picked up by Jason and smashed into a tree like 14 times.
If you're lucky. Otherwise,
you're getting bitten.
Getting bitten. Roaming the plains.
That's right. So my thoughts on this movie is it is so tonally interesting.
Okay.
You can really see that this inspired a lot of the feel of certain horror movies to come later. I'm referencing specifically Rob Zombie's Devil's Rejects.
Okay.
That borrowed very heavily from the tone of this film. I haven't watched this movie in years because it's one of those like impossible to get on DVD movies because they did one print and it wasn't a big print. And so it's like, do you want to spend $75 on a copy of Near Dark on DVD? And it's like almost, but not quite. So it is coming out on Blu-ray shortly here. Hooray. I think 4K as well, which is pretty exciting.
Blu-ray.
Yes. And it came out on Shudder. So I was very excited and I got to watch it on Shudder. It's more of a Western than a horror film. It's horror in that you don't know kind of like you're, they do a really good job. Bigelow does a really smart job of kind of keeping you following the main character. So he's totally confused as to what the hell's going on. And that leaves you totally confused.
Oh, that's good.
As to what's going on. Like you don't know how capable these vampires truly are. They kind of keep a lot to themselves. They're insane and they're like wild and crazy, but you don't know like the extent of what they're capable of. So it becomes this really dangerous thing. There's really gritty scenes of them getting like shot up by police in hotel rooms, and like they're just taking the bullet hits because it's like, we don't care, we're vampires,
right?
But it's daytime and it's letting light in the hotel room, so we have to figure out how the hell to get out of here because the sunlight's problematic. It's really awesome. It's so gritty. It's filmed out in the Midwest, so it's really dusty and dry. It's got this really awesome feel to it. Everything's really makeshift. Like they drive cars that are like covered inside in tin foil because they can't let any light in the car if they were to travel, and they like park in these like back old airplane hangars, and they have like claws draped over the cars in addition to all the stuff on the inside. It's really neat.
That's really cool.
They travel in this shitty RV. It's just awesome. Like it feels so like trashy Western from the 80s. It's awesome.
There's always a shitty RV.
Always a shitty RV. It's so cool. Yeah, you're not new Breaking Bad. Come on, you weren't the first one with a shitty RV. Get out of here. But it's so much fun. It's so bleak and gnarly. And that, like a Western, you know how like Westerns kind of just move along and like kind of just follow the main character? There's no like overarching plot. It just feels like the main character goes from place to place and shit happens. This movie does that.
Okay.
It's really good. They're all so... Lance Henriksen's terrifying.
Is he the big bad?
He is like the leader of the vampire clan. And you have Bill Paxton, who's like the young, charismatic, like badass of the group. And then there's a little kid who's like 300 years old. Aww, so he's like the oldest vampire in the group, but he's a little kid. It's like really interesting, the stuff they chose to do with it. And it's just... really well told, really gritty and grimy. It's awesome. No like surprise that Catherine Bigelow went on to do such profound film work.
Yeah, I like this cross-genre stuff.
It's so cool. Yeah. It just works so well. When it works so well. IMDb gives this a 7.0 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, the nicest possible number, went back to review this. 69 critics gave this 81%.
There it is.
Audience, 10,000 plus verified viewers, went back and gave this 74%.
All right, yeah. These are all good numbers.
Yeah, and I'm coming right in just a touch under the critics because I ain't doing no 8.1, but I will do an 8.0 out of 10. It's an awesome movie. Totally worth your time. Just don't go in looking for a plot-driven film. Just know that you're going to follow this kid who becomes a vampire and just kind of you're along for the terrifying ride he's on, and you will enjoy the shit out of this movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
sounds cool. Good. Movie. Very cool. Well, I got a movie.
Ooh.
From 2019. And it's a monstery movie.
I like monstery.
It's Lake Michigan Monster.
Oh, that is monstery.
Have you seen this?
No.
All right. I watched this on the 26th of January. It's an hour 18 action adventure comedy directed by Ryland Brixen Cole Twos. Yes, long name. Starring that same person, Eric West and Beulah Peters.
They all have the same amount of names.
That's right.
My goodness.
Put all those names in there. All of them. More names, please.
That's right.
The IMDb movie summary. An eccentric ship captain and a crew of specialists plot revenge against the most mysterious creature of the deep. The Lake Michigan monster.
The most mysterious.
Oh, so mysterious. My first bullet point is this movie is funny as fuck.
Nice.
I couldn't stop laughing. And I don't laugh out loud too often. I know we all LOL all the time.
Yeah.
I was almost tearing up. I was laughing. So
wow.
Hard. Yes, this was a great surprise.
That's awesome.
To find. It is in black and white.
Oh, awesome.
And they added film grain to it. So all the little imperfections of this low budget movie is kind of hidden by it looking like an old movie.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, it is pretty great. There's a small cast. There's only, 10-20 people in the whole movie. Bizarre humor that just delivers very odd payoffs. I compare it to like the Mr. Show kind of humor, which is like,
oh,
what was this weird? What are you talking about? And it's like weird delivery.
That
weird
really
facial.
Resonates with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And the creature effects are really perfect for this budget. And I think I don't know. It almost looked like a live action version of like a cell shading because of the black and white.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just, I don't even know. You have to watch this to
that's
tell me what they did. You would know. I don't. But I was just like, what am I looking at? This is wild.
That's cool.
But like the team of specialists is like, it feels like picking your G.I. Joes. It's like, all right, so this guy is the bald guy in the shirt. And he's just like, oh, I'm the knife expert. I'm with you. And it's like,
that's
okay,
cool.
I'm the sonar lady. And like there was...
That's way cool.
And it is so funny. There's this great thing, I'll tell you. This happens very early. One of the first things that they're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. And they go out to the beach, and there's just a little table they set up, put the little sonar thing on it. He's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. And he goes through this 5-minute explanation of the plot. And they try this thing, and it doesn't work. He goes, all right, we'll come back tomorrow. I got a different plan. They come back the next day. He tells the same exact 5-minute thing.
And wow.
They go, that is the whole thing. All
That's
5 minutes
amazing.
Again. And they're like, that's what we did yesterday. Yes, but this time he's going to be naked. What? What if it's a lady monster? And I'm just like, what is this? I just sat through this whole long,
the same monologue twice.
And what's great is it is a lady, so his plan kind of works.
Oh, that's too
it's
funny.
It's so funny. Like, maybe she'll like that. And she did.
That's pretty great.
It was really silly. And just like stuff like that, I'm like, I couldn't believe it. The delivery, the lines, everything is just insane. And I loved it.
That's great. Movie. It's the reason why like these little gems come up where you're just like, I'll take a spin, whatever, I guess. 9 times out of 10, you're super let down.
Yeah.
But then you get a killer sofa, you get a movie like this, yep. And you're just like, sweet, it's worth going back and digging through another bunch of crap.
This is so cool. You have to watch this. You have to tell me all the stuff I don't understand from the movie point of view. But I don't even know what the budget would have been on this. You could have told me this was a $2 movie or a $10,000. I wouldn't even know.
That's interesting.
Because they just did so many things to hide the flaws.
That's so cool.
And punctuate the humor, which is
very smart.
Oh, it's so good.
Play to your strengths, right?
Absolutely, always. So for the scores, IMDb, 5.8.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, 19 of them. 84%.
Holy shit.
Yes. The audience, less than 50 verified.
Okay.
86%.
Damn.
Yes. I gave this movie an 8.5.
Holy crap.
Yes. For a movie I put on just because it looked silly.
Holy crap.
I loved the fuck out of this movie.
Holy shit. I
loved
it. Stunned.
Yeah.
Wow.
That monster's pulling on Manborg's boot again.
Holy crap.
Love this movie.
That's unbelievable.
Yep. Whew. So take us home. What you got, fool?
2020, mm-hmm. Which is a year after 2019.
Correct.
Freaky.
Freaky?
Freaky.
Freaky Friday?
No, just freaky.
Just straight up freaky.
Freaky. Watch this September 7th of 2021. It is 1 hour, 42 minutes. It's a horror comedy directed by Christopher Landon,
okay.
Starring Catherine Newton, Vince Vaughn, and Melissa Colazzo. Hope that's right, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Your summary for this movie? After swapping bodies with a deranged serial killer, a young girl in high school discovers she has less than 24 hours before their swap becomes permanent.
So there is some Freaky Friday stuff
going
on. It
is exactly a Freaky Friday movie, except it's a girl in high school and Vince Vaughn, who is a serial killer, and
oh my
they swap
God.
Bodies.
That's pretty great.
It is a cool-ass premise. So when I was going into this movie, and this is my first note, is my fear watching this movie is that it was going to be way better of a clever idea than a good film.
Sure.
Happy to report that it is actually a pretty good movie. There's some really gory kills. It tonally is pitch perfect. It knows exactly the movie it is. It's not trying to hide it. It's kind of embracing it. There's this really great, awkward moment between the guy that the girl secretly likes as Vince Vaughn. And there's like this really romantic moment they share in a car that is like so hilariously like disturbing. Like they both like, and good on this kid for being a young kid and having to play against Vince Vaughn, for God's sake. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, how the hell do I do this? Those two in a car trying to be romantic. And he's trying to be the guy and Vince Vaughn's being the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it is funny.
That's really fun.
It was really good. The kills are just over the top, gory fun. It's a blast of a movie. It definitely hits on a lot of cliches from both the Freaky Fridays and the slasher genre. So it's not like breaking new ground by any means.
But that's kind of its charm.
Right. It's definitely got that. The biggest gripe I have is that it's very clean, like very has that very super polished look to it the whole time. Even the kills kind of look a little overdone, like very cleanly polished kills where it's like there's no like chum and guts and and giblets, but it's just kind of like clean. It's cool, like cool concepts and cool kills, and they make it gory, but it's just like not quite gritty enough for me. But minor gripe there. Like the rest of the movie holds up really well.
That's cool.
6.4 out of 10 from the IMDb.
Okay.
The Rotten Tomatoes critics, 243 critics, gave this 83%.
Nice.
So up there with the Michigan Monster. And the audience of 500-plus verified users, 80%.
Ooh.
So pretty awesome. And I'm coming in right in the middle of everybody at a 7 out of 10. Very nice. Fun.
That's pretty cool. I like the idea of that.
It is cool. Very cool. And it lives up to cool idea with a good execution behind it. So surprisingly good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, I guess that's it.
That's all. That's all we have to say.
Everybody go watch the Lake Michigan Monster.